الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. وقال تبارك وتعالى: أفلا يتوبون إلى الله ويستغفرونه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلكم خطاؤون، وخير الخطائين التوابون. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Today I phoned our dear friend Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib Damat Barakatuhum to request him duas for our Islahi Jalsa. Immediately he told me, tell all who are present there one thing, that we all make tawbah together. Like in this ayat Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you together make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. So he said, for a few minutes let us all make tawbah. Hazrat Maulana Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib, Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, when the previous problem was in India with regard to the citizenship of the Muslim people particularly, when they were targeting, so he said, if we all can at least 300 times just read even Nastaghfirullah, it will have a great effect. So inshallah, for a few minutes, at least 100 times, if we read Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh, and we'll carry on inshallah. Nastaghfirullah wa natubu. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make istighfar, tawbah regularly. And Allah Ta'ala says that Allah does not change the conditions of a nation, of a people, until they themselves change it. Normally it's understood that bad conditions, that we change them by making effort, we make an effort, then Allah will change our conditions to good. But ulama say really it is, Allah does not change the good conditions people are in, until we by sinning, transgressing, we go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala brings adverse conditions. So the simple thing, if that has come, to start making tawbah and istighfar. Allah has made it so easy. Allah is such a loving, beloved, our ma'bud, our Allah. So He knows us so in and out. He has given us a perfect way of life, which is only good for us. But Allah knows we are weak, we're going to transgress. Then Allah gave us the solution also for it. And such a simple solution, tawbah, istighfar. Our Shaykh Rahimahumullah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah Ta'ala, Rahmatan Wasi'ah, a Shaykh of our time. And that is really what we should follow. How the Shaykh of the time knows the illnesses of the time. and he knows the remedies of the time. So Hazrat used to say that we make Tawbah Istighfar, the reality of Tawbah and Istighfar has got a lot of detail. May Allah bless us with all that. But he says at least just start with the words also. And I was surprised when Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had prescribed 300 times Istighfar, Nastaghfirullah. That the Ummah has become so weak that really to get to the reality of Tawbah and Istighfar, we don't seem to even want to. So at least just start with the words. Even the words as such, it is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, it's like you are planting the seed. When you are planting the seed, the tree is then going to grow immediately. Your mango tree, you planted the seed, the pit, it will take time to grow. And the tree will grow, the fruits will come, it will be after some time. But at least plant the seed. And then after that, put your fertilizer, water it, irrigate it, look after it. You will get your tree, you will get your fruit. And for a long time, your tree is going to give you a lot of fruit. So the same way, let us start with the words of Istighfar. And that shouldn't be difficult for any one of us. When we really speak, what does Tawbah Istighfar mean? Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali says that Tawbatan Nasuha is that Tawbah that after which you hate sin. How you used to love sin, all the gunas, how by nature of nafs loves all the sins. You hate all those sins. But to reach that, it will take us some time. But just to say the words, Nastaghfirullah wa natubu ilay, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay, just the words alone. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Rashid Ahmed Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the zikr of Allah and Tawbah Istighfar is part of zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That with no matter how much of ghaflat you say it, it also has got effect. The name Allah, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that dunya's words, if you repeat them so many times until the reality is there, it doesn't have an effect. Like he used to say, like the atom bomb, it can do so much of harm, so much of destruction, but if you just say the words atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb, a fly also won't die. Nothing is going to happen just with that word. But the words of deen, just the words alone, just a person, as long as there's one person to say Allah, the whole system of the world, Allah is going to keep let it keep on going. And it's quite clear that at that time, when there is only one person in the world just to say the word Allah, he will be saying it with so much ghaflat. Perhaps he won't even really recognize Allah Ta'ala. But that word has got great effect. Therefore, the prescription of repeating our zikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, it has got great effect. Though a person is just the word, Allah make it, and that is should be our objective. And why we have come here, why I'm talking, it must come in me. We are listening, we have made sacrifices, we have traveled from far and wide, we have come. All this is to bring this reality, not just the words, but the starting, and for the ummah at large, just let us encourage, just to make Tawbah Istighfar. And that is what is really the reality of it is required, that we return to Allah Ta'ala. The cause of all our problems is that we have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. That what has Allah got to do to give you this problem, that problem, this one, that problem? Not at all. Allah Ta'ala is not there to give us problems. But if we have broken the laws of Allah, we have upset Allah, we have transgressed, we have used our machines wrongly. We bought a wonderful Mercedes-Benz, BMW, but then we went and drive it into a wall. We went and drive it into a dam, into a lake. We destroyed it. It was a good car, but we destroyed it. Much, much more better than anything of this world or everything in the world together. Allah gave us this human body. But we went and destroyed it. We broke the laws of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So consequently, we are today, we are complaining of depression, despondency. I'm feeling very low. I'm feeling very, fear has overtaken me. All the things we have spoiled because of that, our environment also. We have spoiled everything. So the natural thing to do is to return to Allah, to come to the laws of which is Tawbah and Istighfar. How beautifully Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali has given an example of this. Hazrat says that if somebody has displeased the king, he went against his commands, and to such an extent now, so much he went against his commands and displeasing him, that now he has given the ruling, he has the decree, the command that he must be executed, he must be shot dead. So they shoot him dead. Now the people who are worried of dunya's things, they go and find out that what caused his death. So they take out the bullet has caused. What is in the bullet that caused it? Gunpowder, etc., all the things. And then just the bullet like that, if you throw it at somebody, it's not going to kill that person. It was in the gun, with that power it came out, with that force, that caused it. So they work a lot on that. And unfortunately, we today, all of us also, are impressed by those things. By يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, the zahir things of this dunya, that they make this research, they found this out, this is the cause of it, that is the cause of it. Then the next, the solution. That what is the solution? Wear a bulletproof vest, etc. All those things, that is the solution. Or that you must take something within you, that if the bullet comes, it doesn't harm you, etc. All those things. Whereas the simple solution is, don't please displease the king. Don't go against his commandments. Then you don't have to face any of those things. So these conditions which have come from Allah Ta'ala. And now we are engaged in finding what the causes are, the outward causes. And to illustrate this further, on one occasion, a white person, non-Muslim, came to Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullahi, Shaykh al-Islam, and told him that you people, the Muslims, you have been commanded in the Quran Sharif that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. And that, but you people are not pondering in the astronomy and the things of the world, the heavenly objects, the sun, the moon, all the stars, how they travel, what they do, etc. We have studied all this. And this was at that time when they claimed that they reached the moon. They say, we have sent a Sputnik to the moon, we have reached there. You Muslims, you are still nowhere. And whereas your Quran commands you that you should have studied all this. And unfortunately, again, many of us, we feel that is success. That they have sent a Sputnik to the moon, whether they did or not is another thing. Whether what the reality is, but they claim that. So anyway, we feel also they have succeeded so greatly. And some of us also say, we are still in the masalas of istinja, of wudu, etc. Whereas these people have reached the moon, where they have reached. And we are still here on the ground. We are still worried of the clod of mud to make istinja. We are still in those things, whereas they have reached there. Maulana Shabbir Rahmat Usmani Rahmatullah Ali Shaykh al-Islam gave him what a beautiful example. He said the reason for studying all that was to reach and find Allah. The Allah, the Zat of Allah, the being of Allah, the workings of Allah. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُقْرِضُونَ. How many signs of Allah Ta'ala in the world? They will study it all, but they don't reach Allah Ta'ala. A scientist, a medical doctor, he will study so much of the body, but if he doesn't reach Allah, the working of the, it's mind-boggling how the heart works. Many of us must have gone for scans, for the sauna that the cardiologist does on the heart. He shows you on the screen how the valves are opening and closing, how the heart is working, the pumping. It's fascinating, all this. But with all this, if we stuck in there, and we didn't reach Allah, that Allah is the doer, then we didn't reach anywhere. So Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali said, we studied how much we had to take from it, but we reached Allah Ta'ala. And you people, whole life you are studying, you're still in the makhluk. You have not read the Khaliq, the Creator. You are still all the time in the creation. So we have to reach Allah Ta'ala. So the simple thing, all what is happening in my personal life, all of us, in my home, in my family, in my community, in the ummah at large, the whole world, what is the cause of all this? It is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And then the solution of it, and this is again another point, many of us are such, until we don't make the solution very sophisticated, very hard, very pricey also. You have a seminar where you have to pay 5,000, 8,000 rand per person, 10,000. Ajeeb things happen right in Medina Sharif also. All the seminars they hold, and what amount of money they have, and all this going to psychologists, and what the psychologists tell us, and we spend so much money. Whereas deen, ad-deenu yusrun, deen is easy. Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. For deen, no price also. Only one thing, how go become Allah Ta'ala. Return to Allah Ta'ala. Every Nabi gave his life. Qur'an, he sort of killed himself for the sake of the people. That get hidayat. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. It will solve all your problems. Whatever problems, personal problems you have got. Monetary problems. Allahu Akbar. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Make istighfar. He only said about istighfar, that Allah said, make turn to Allah, make istighfar. Allah Ta'ala, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. That you just turn, Allah will make all your things. So really, may Allah make me understand, deen is a straightforward matter. It's not all the sophisticated and difficult. This is the work of shaitan. He makes all the things so difficult, and we lose the real object. So we have to make tawbah, we have to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The more we turn to Allah, no matter what problems we have got. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair wrote the commentary of Ma'arif Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, Ma'arif Masnavi, and he explained it. One instance of that he explained, and a real lesson for us to learn, that there was a king, and in his kingdom, all the family people, the royal family, the ladies, for their massage, to bath them, etc. He had hired one person by the name of Nasuh. And this person was a male. But his voice was like a female. Sometimes it's like that. His features were also like a female. And he was not, as a male, he was not allowed to massage and to bath the royal family, the princesses, etc. But he dressed also like a woman. And he used to get, he says himself, a lot of enjoyment. Massaging the woman, bare hands, the whole body, open body, etc. And he used to cry to Allah, what am I doing? It's wrong what I'm doing. It's really wrong what I'm doing. In this process he carried on. One day some great Allah wala came. And he went to his majlis also, and he asked him for duas also. That I'm involved in a terrible guna. And if I have to get caught out in this guna, what's going to happen to me? But the buzur made dua for him. And this is the great effect, and we Allahu Akbar. Also, what a perfect deen we have been given, that we should always ask duas from one another. We don't know whose duas are accepted. Hey, what somebody's dua, and that one dua of that person, it will change our whole life. So he asked that buzurg for dua, the buzurg made dua for him, it was accepted. And this is another great lesson we have to learn. Many of us, we say, I'm making so long duas, but my dua is not accepted. No, never. Duas are accepted. Allah says, ud'uni, you make dua to me, immediately, astajib lakum. No waqfa, no fa, no thumma. immediately, fa astajibu lakum, summa astajibu lakum, nothing. You make dua, I accept it. But the expression of the dua, the manifestation of the dua, may take some time, Allah knows, and details about how duas are accepted. But duas are accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So that Buzurg's dua was accepted. And he was still carrying on. And still feeling guilty also. One day it happens so that a very precious jewel got missing. Somebody's perjam jewel. So they gave the decision that the whole female section is going to be cordoned off and we're going to look for it. And now for this, we don't find it, we will strip everyone naked. And we will search everyone, a body search. And everyone will be stripped naked. Now he thought, today I'm a goner. Now my whole secret of so many years is going to come out. I tried also, and this is really how many of us are such. We are in the guna. We make tawbah. We don't like it, and we get involved again. We even go to buzurgs. We ask for our islah. We ask for, and we get in. But just carry on. So anyway, his condition became like that. Now when this body search started, and he searched everyone, now was his turn. He was the last person. And they told him, Nasro, come now. And already the talk was going amongst all the women that he's a thief. He stole it because it hasn't been found. He fell unconscious. What's going to happen to me today? Today my whole, when I'm going to, it's going to be realized that I'm a male. And I was massaging the females here. The king will be so angry. Besides the penalty of death, there is nothing. All my disgrace, my humiliation, all that also. And then death penalty also on top of that. In his state of unconsciousness, his ruh was talking to Allah Ta'ala. And he was begging for Allah Ta'ala. Those duas and his tawbah of istighfar of before all came into effect. Just then suddenly they found the gem. And when he came back now to consciousness again, they told him that, we asked him for maafi. You make us maafi. We were speaking bad about you, that it's you who stole it. And that you got it because you were the last person. But just imagine, tawbah, istighfar, who the people are against you will become your slaves. Today, many a time, husband and wife problem, friends, etc., arguments in partnerships, etc. But tawbah, istighfar, the fawaid and benefits of tawbah and istighfar are unlimited also. And this is the one very great important aspect of our Islam. If we could say the starting point of our Islam. To turn to Allah, sincerely ask Allah Ta'ala, and the sincerity really must be from the bottom of the heart. Even just the words have effect. Allah is most merciful, most kind, but work towards the sincerity and see how tawbah and istighfar will turn the world upside down for a person. And we are dealing with our Allah, for whom there is nothing which is impossible. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to give the beautiful example that this world is round, a round ball the world is. And at the bottom of the world, where Cape Town, Australia, all these countries are at the bottom. So those countries, if you are walking on the top of the world, then your legs are down, your head is on top. And at these countries, your legs are on top. But never ever did it come on any show or anything that we see the people are walking upside down. Hey, this glass, I put it here on this pedestal, whatever we call it, it's standing. But if I have to put it at the bottom of something, if I put it at the bottom like this, it's going to fall down. So all of us who are at the bottom of the world, and the world is turning, so we all at some time or another, we are on top, we are on the sides, we are at the bottom. But we never see anyone walking upside down. And when you are at the bottom, really, we all should be falling down. We should just be dropping down into space, into where there is nothing whatsoever. Because what can keep us up? Scientists will say that it's gravity, it's atmospheric pressure, the pressure of the atmosphere, the gravity, or etc. That is why we are kept up. So one time, one alim explained this, this is all from the command of Allah, the will of Allah. So he said that it is all by gravity, etc., atmospheric pressure. So the Shaykh, the Maulana, took a stick and hit him on his head. He said, that's what's your problem, people can't explain to us. You got no answers, then you resort to violence. So he says, what happened? He says, you hit me. He says, I didn't hit you. He says, on top of it, you're lying also. Such a big Maulana, and you got such a big beard, and you white, big beard, and you still lying also. He says, I didn't hit. And he says, what happened? He says, the magnet and the gravity of your brain pulled the stick onto your head. Then he realized it's not just some magnetic forces, it's not some gravity, it's not some atmospheric, somebody is doing it. And that is Allah Ta'ala. And our brains are so small, we don't understand this. And today with our small brains, and that is a sign of a person who got a small brain, that I'm a know-all. I know everything. And that we are in charge of the whole system of the world. Whereas, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. What Allah has decreed, Allah is in control. Everything is in the hands of Allah. We turn solely to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So everything that is happening by the word. So what we have to do naturally, just turn to Allah. So Tawbah, Istighfar really works wonders. And how many people, what big problems they were in. You can be in debt, heavy debt. You can have gangsters on you. You can have people who are after your life. But we turn to Tawbah, Istighfar. Allah, with the barakat of Tawbah and Istighfar, and inshallah, even just the words of Tawbah and Istighfar, Allah's great madad, and if the reality, Allah makes it, we work towards it, that comes into us, really we will see wonders will happen. The person who was so much against you, he will become your slave. Like with Nasruh, those same people who were talking so bad about, they came and asked him for maaf, all by Tawbah and Istighfar. So this is a great thing which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And how the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with how much of feeling, Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, he appealed to his people and he asked them, Istaghfiru Rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. And make istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar and tawbah, sometimes we use it synonymously like it's one thing, but ulama have made a difference that istighfar is, we are asking forgiveness for our past gunas. Tawbah is a resolution, we will not commit the guna in future again. And we just have to do that. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar, what a great Shaykh Allah has given us. It is when you make tawbah, istighfar, and also, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's one prescription. Take out 5 minutes if we find our islah is not being made. We're not giving up our gunas. Our problems are not getting solved. We are carrying on. Say, take out 5 minutes. Make 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah. Then turn to Allah Ta'ala. I've tried a lot with my tawbah. I'm failing every time. I make tawbah, I make istighfar, but I get involved again. I again break my tawbah and I get involved in guna. Just do that regularly. Allah will take you out of it. So Hazrat Shaykh, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, make your 2 rakats of Salatul Tawbah. And Hazrat say, even if you don't make your 2 rakats, but just turn to Allah. You are lazy to even lift up your hand. Just in your heart, when you are lying on the bed, turn to Allah in sincerity. Ya Allah, I make tawbah. Of all the gunas I have committed today, in my whole past life, I make tawbah. And admit that this is important. Where we fail, that we don't want to admit I am wrong. We are always finding fault with the other person. And still we don't see, and the solution of the problems of the world will not even start, the solutions will not start till I myself, Abdul Hamid, I don't realize and admit I'm the cause of the problem. Tell every one of us, I'm the cause. We are blaming the other people, whoever else we want to, we are blaming. But till we don't blame ourselves, that I am the cause. And we ask of Allah to forgive the whole ummah, the gunas which are being committed today, openly, flagrantly, and the gunas of immorality which have reached such proportion, that today, good people, who are deeni people, we also, for example, it's common today, people ask this question, that I'm in a relationship with a woman, which is haram, but they don't seem to realize it. Then they ask that now she is cheating on me. Won't Allah punish her? Allah Akbar. This is where today we are, that we are in a haram, and we still asking all those things. And it's a common thing across the board. Many people are involved in this. We don't, because, and this one main reason for this, we are so much involved with the Western way of life, call it that, modern way of life, whichever alien way of life. And they have made it so common that it has become acceptable. How many parents, mother, father, we are giving visiting rights to be son-in-law. We are allowing our children happily, we are buying them the wrong clothes. We are encouraging them to have relationship. You must have a boyfriend. You must have a girlfriend. Otherwise you are unnatural. And you go to psychologists, this is what they tell us. There's something wrong with you. You haven't got a boyfriend. You haven't got... So this means, be exposed to this all type of environment, this is causing our problem. If we come to a dini environment, that is why all the Islahi Jalsas, the Majalis, Tabligh Jamaat, Khanqas we go, the Ijtima'at, the Marakis, etc. All this, we come to a Darul Ulum, all these things are supposed to be there. And then that is what we must take from. Bring an Islamic way of life. Then we will realize I'm wrong. Otherwise, we have got that way of thinking. The way of these people, psychologists, etc., your self-esteem, that you mustn't like give in. You must. You are somebody. You can't just say that I'm wrong. Don't accept that. We are taught clearly. You make a motor car accident, one of the directives, don't accept your fault. Even if you know I caused the accident, but don't accept it. And ours is that Allahu Akbar. You were wrong. You were wrong. You admit your mistake. Hey, and then what goodness Allah puts in there. That famous instance of that one masjid in India in the past, where the Hindus were also claiming it for a mandir, Muslims claimed it for a masjid. For very long the case carried on. Finally, the judge said that if a certain Maulana comes and give evidence, whatever he says, I will give the judgment according to that. He refused to come. He said, I never saw, just imagine how their iman and taqwa was. I never saw a non-Muslim, a white Christian in my life, their environment. And we don't realize how much this has effect on us. We have to mix with them, business, well, different places we make. But we don't seem to feel anything on us. We are like a person who's a very acute diabetic. You hit him on the leg, one good friend of ours, he went into the shower, acute diabetic, boiling water fell on his leg, but he didn't feel a thing about it. Acute diabetic gets a heart attack, the pain, he doesn't feel it. So we feel there is nothing. We are gone so immune, so desensitized, that all this effect, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to go mewat of those days. And then when he used to do deeni work, and only for deen he went, but coming there he should feel the effects of it. And he should go to the khankas of Gangor and Saharanpur to go and clean that effect. Today we mix with non-Muslims anywhere all the time, we talk with them, but no, we don't even feel anything. No tawbah, istighfar, little bit extra Quran Sharif, little extra Durood Sharif to take off those bad effects. So being exposed to this, yeah, is causing all that we thinking in that line. And almost 100% really, we are all in that same trap. And we think of those lines and what solutions they give. We give preference to that to Quran Sharif. We give preference to that to our buzurg, what our buzurg said, what our ulama said. So this is a thing. Tawbah and istighfar is a very great essential thing that we have to have at this time. And the more we make tawbah and istighfar, Allah takes a person to great, great heights. Very fortunate will be that person on the day of Qiyamah will find a lot of tawbah and istighfar in his record of deeds. In his pen of scale, if there is lot of tawbah, istighfar, very, very fortunate will be that person. So Allah, give us the tawfiq to turn to Allah Ta'ala, to make tawbah, istighfar on a regular. Today we did it 2-3 minutes it took to read 100 times. On at least minimum 100 times. And the more we make tawbah, istighfar, and really these are the things, tawbah, istighfar, Durood Sharif, which will bring a complete change in our lives. One friend of ours, we spoke one day in a talk about sports, etc. And he explained that, he says, it's very bitter to accept what you have said, but it's the hard truth. He says, the way we are in sports, and the way we go after the sport, but really it is a total destroyer. One other friend explained that one of the famous cricket captains of ours, of South Africa, he was found guilty of match fixing. But he says when the matches were played, cricket, and until the last ball, you don't know which side is going to win. And it's nail biting, that whole, how it's carrying on. But afterwards it was all proved, it was match fixing. And yet we are fools there, so big fools, the way we carry on about all that, and the way we talk, and our hearts are in those things, to take out all that, that filth which is now in our hearts, it is to turn to Allah Ta'ala. That one person in the Air Force in Pakistan, he met with an Ashiq-e-Rasul who encouraged him to read Durood Sharif. He says, when I reached 100,000 or 200,000, he noted, and then he saw a dream, and in his dream he saw he's by a canal, and which is filled with dirt and filth, all muck and stool and urine, blood, pus, all the filthy things. And the other side was beautiful, Jannah was the other side. But to get across now, but he says, somehow I managed to get across. And when I got across and I looked back again, I saw this had changed immediately into a clean stream, wonderful water, and beautiful stones and flowers underneath, which you could see through the water, you could see wonderful. And it was told to him all by the barakat of Durood Sharif. So if we will read our Durood Sharif, make our Tawbah and Istighfar, our lives, we can't seem to change them. We are just getting involved. We can't seem to come out of it. The sports that is in our system today, the holidays, the lifestyle of the non-Muslims, today we can't, a person who wants to live an Islamic way of life is unnatural. There's something wrong with this person. And you live a life with all boyfriends, girlfriends, doing all music and all the other wrong things. Hey, so much so today, Maulana will give bayan, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا, that you don't have to be so serious in life. It's Quran has taught that حَسَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا also. But what is the حَسَنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا in the Quran Sharif? That I make my own tafsir. That is to live a life of enjoyment, fun, clean fun. Hey, have some sports also, outings also, and the reality of the ayat, the life, who could be a greater tafsir than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who could be a greater tafsir than the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu? But we giving our own interpretations, the whole of deen, we are totally distorting the picture of deen. And we are showing people, and people are following us what we are saying. And we are distorting the picture of deen. The awliya, we know what their lives are. And to prove ourselves that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also raced with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu. So now racing is our whole life's mission. Because one time Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, two times raced with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, it's enough proof for our whole life that we racing, and sports is proven also. That Nabi Ali Salam and few other incidents here, one too little, and the whole life of Nabi Sallallahu is put one side. So Allah give us tawfiq. We turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in sincerity, and the more we make tawbah and the barakat of tawbah, Allah will change. Our problems will just get dissolved in thin air. As Buzurg explained, we come into a dark room and you give big bayans for the darkness to go out. And you pass resolutions. And you go for marches also that the darkness is not going to go out. And one person comes, he just puts a switch on. Or one person comes, just lights one match, one candle, already there. So bring nur into our life. The problems we are having, the ummah is going, we are complaining. And what things people are saying, that we can't take it anymore. All the conditions which are happening, people who are getting ill, people who are the illnesses, the people who are dying, etc. When Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi saw the condition and the plague was there, he wrote a kitab on the seerat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He wrote a kitab on the enjoyments of Jannat. And by the barakat of that, Allah took that plague away. So the solutions are, we are looking in the wrong direction. Where the solutions aren't, we are looking for them. And where they are, we don't want to accept and we don't want to look there. The solutions are in deen. The solutions are in ruju' ilallah. Tawbah, which means to turn back to Allah, to please Allah Ta'ala. Everything is in the control of Allah. Allah alone changes conditions. Allah alone controls conditions. Allah alone creates conditions. And nothing is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. No matter what ebb, and also our Shaykh Jazamullah Khair explained that your motor car, it came in such an accident that even the panel beater said beyond repairs. We can't repair this motor car. No matter what condition a human being comes as far as sins, disobedience of Allah, drugs, woman, gambling, alcoholic, whatever you can think of, rogue, thief, whatever, you could be at the worst, but for Allah to change you is not it. And not only to change you, but to make you the wali of the time. And it has happened, how many people, what their condition was, but they turned to Allah, and they made contact with pious people made du'as for them, Allah changed their condition. So we are all in need, we should ask one another for du'as also. We don't know whose du'as, when's du'a is accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and Allah changes our condition. So Allah make this Islahi Jalsa a means for us, and for the whole ummah, that we change, we turn to Allah, we beg of Allah, we ek tu mera to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine whatsoever. And this reality come into us, and that we promote it. Hey, this is also very important. We go from here, we in any gathering, social gathering, on the social media, we get impressed what other people are saying. They are talking about dunya, we also going. And very, very sadly, how many of us, with all our knowledge, with all our sohbet of pious people, so easily today we are being influenced by other people. By atheists, by scientists, by doctors, by professors, by politicians, we turn in that way. How quickly we change. So this is very important that we turn to Allah, come back to our deen, come back to Quran and Hadith, and we follow the commandments of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Tawbah, Istighfar, Durood Sharif, and Quran Sharif Tilawat. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Saleh Abadi, Rahmatullah Ali, a great sheikh and a great lover. He said a successful teacher of the Quran Sharif is not one who just makes his student a hafiz. He's not one who only makes him read and make others hafiz. But he is one who puts the love of the Quran in his student. And that passion of the Quran comes into a person. And Quran Sharif works miracles. Recitation of Quran, the people of the world can't understand. And don't worry about that, but we do it also. How much we can, we try and explain. And the greatest thing is we read Quran Sharif ourselves. MashaAllah, one student yesterday, what encouragement. He said, make dua, Allah puts the love that every free moment I get, I must read Quran Sharif. And when I'm complete and I go back to my country also, whatever time I get, I must just be reading Quran Sharif. Allah give us that jazbah. The kitab of Allah, the deen of Allah. Everything in the world, wallah, cannot compare with one Allah, the word Allah. Cannot compare with one subhanallah. Everything, whatever you can think of in the world, all together, cannot compare this reality. What? And really the sadness of mort should be that when I die, I won't be able to go masjid and the house of Allah, I won't be able to go. I won't be able to read Quran Sharif anymore. I won't be able to read Durood Sharif. Consequently, those great buzurgs begged of Allah, if you allow anyone to make namaz in the qabr, allow me to make namaz there. If our Shaykh Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Miyah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should make dua, oh Allah, if you allow anyone to have a hifz class, give me a hifz class in the qabr. Our condition is we watching the watch when we are teaching all the time. And we have got excuses for everything. Whereas their passion is even in the Qabr, give me a class. Allah, give us the love of deen. There is nothing like deen in the whole world together. And not the whole of deen is very great. And Allah has given it to all of us. And Allah reward our ulama and our mashayikh. They have put it for us here together. And even one part of deen is so great. Allah, give us all tawfiq. Let us try and spend our time correctly. Keep on making du'as, tawbah istighfar, guru sharif, tilawat, and Allah creates this environment in the whole world of a true deeni environment. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.